With the threat of tariffs from the United States continuing to hang over Canada as a whole, the Canadian Chamber of Commerce's Business Data Lab recently published a US Tariff Exposure Index to show which cities are currently most vulnerable to the potential tariffs. According to the index, St. John is by some distance the most vulnerable, with Calgary, Alberta, and Windsor, Ontario, the cities most exposed to the tariffs after St. John, which also rely heavily on exports. With less than 2 weeks before new Chief Executive Officer Shannon Merrifield takes over at the St. John Region Chamber of Commerce, Local 107.3 FM spoke with the Chair of the Board, Fraser Wells, about how the tariffs might be felt in St. John. Wells spoke about the unique vulnerabilities associated with St. John's economy, as well as how the tariffs are likely to hit small businesses and ordinary St. Johners.
This is a very strong two-way relationship that's been in place for generations between Canada and the U.S., and tariffs aren't good for anybody on either side of the border. Tariffs inherently are inflationary, and that's a net negative for everyone. There's about $15.5 billion of exports to the U.S. in 2023, and the vast majority of that was from energy, seafood, and forestry products. So when we think about some of the biggest businesses in our region, it comes as no surprise that St. John would be heavily impacted by tariffs, as there's thousands of jobs locally that are tied into those industries. And of course, we're proudly an industrial city, but it does create a bit of uncertainty of what may or may not happen with tariffs over the coming months.
Even before the tariffs do actually kick in, presumably there's a lot of uncertainty. And I'm just wondering, does that unpredictability have a significant economic impact on the economy of the area?
Yeah, and businesses don't like uncertainty. Markets don't like uncertainty. And so the fact that it's a moving target is making it, I think, challenging for some business owners. We are seeing some major projects with businesses in the city continue to push ahead. But for your average business, there is an impact as it relates to that planning and impact. So what we're seeing, I guess, on a shorter term basis, and just of a lot of the conversations we've been having with other chambers throughout Atlantic Canada, the national body, and with our premier last week, we were on a call with Premier Holt and most of the New Brunswick chambers, is what sort of actions can be taken to diversify our markets. And maybe that's looking at breaking down interprovincial trade barriers. And that takes federal and provincial cooperation. And that doesn't happen overnight. So working towards that, we feel is important. And that strengthens the case for trade within Canada. But looking outside of Canada, those are two of the core pieces. I think encouraging our public to, where they can, support local. That's really important. We've seen a big push for that nationally over the last little while. And in collaborating among provincial leadership. So to see that continue, we're stronger as one voice. And so to get all of those groups in the room, kind of like what we've been doing with chambers in New Brunswick of late and businesses that we're proud enough to represent, it gets everyone hopefully on the same page and makes that case a little bit stronger.
And what sort of effect is this likely to have on smaller businesses? Is this likely to be felt across the board?
Yeah, it's small and large businesses. With 800 companies in New Brunswick that export to the U.S., that's certainly the part of the business world that would be impacted the most. But it extends beyond that. If your input costs are going up as a business to pay for increased costs of goods, for example, then that may have a negative impact on your margins or your ability to make profit as a small business if you can't pass those end costs to the end consumer if they're not willing to pay for it. So those are businesses that we're very concerned about. And what we're trying to do is be an ear on the ground for those businesses in St. John. We've got some initiatives planned over the next couple of weeks, is to get them together because they may not have the resources of big industry to send someone to Washington or to get a phone call with leadership, be it federally or provincially. And so how can we aggregate those voices, bring people together and get on the same page? So that's something we're trying to do to bridge the gap. We're hopeful that in the event tariffs do happen, we would see government support across all levels to get them through it.
You mentioned some initiatives you have planned. Can you elaborate at all on what they might entail?
Yeah, it's early stages. I think we're hopeful that we'll be able to get exporters in a room over the coming weeks to help them understand what sort of resources are available. So we've got a great partnership with local chambers in New Brunswick, with the Atlantic Chamber, with the National Chamber, and they're feeding us lots of resources on a regular basis that could be helpful. for businesses that are facing uncertainty, or if tariffs do happen, having to manage through those tariffs. So making them aware of what's out there and how we can be a support for them through the process. So that's something we're hopeful to do in the next 2 to 3 weeks. We're also in the midst of onboarding a new CEO, Shanna Merrifield, on the 24th of February, which we're thrilled about, and certainly this will be top of mind for her as she moves into the new role.
Certainly, it seems likely that the tariffs will have an impact on ordinary customers and consumers, not just businesses. How are the effects likely to be felt by St. John's in general?
Yeah, it's a great question. And tariffs impact all levels. Everyone from the biggest corporations to someone that is working at a mom and pop shop in Uptown St. John. A lot of consumers don't have the capacity to handle it within their finances. There's a lot of people in this city that are living paycheck to paycheck, and affordability has become a huge issue. And so I guess we'd be hopeful that there'd be perhaps some government supports to make it easier for those people and help provide a bridge. Yeah, impacts everyone all across the board. And that's why it's so concerning. It's not just in New Brunswick, but it's on both sides of the border, because there's a lot of people that are living paycheck to paycheck in the US that can't see their energy bills go up another 10% because that might put them out on the street. So it's trying to make the US policymakers recognize that as this is not good policy, and that having trade as we have for generations without tariffs is the way to do it. A message to put out there to the business community that we're here, we're on the ground, we want you to share your stories, your situation with us, so that we can be a collective voice in going to different levels of government for supports. Hopefully this tariff conversation goes away in the near future, but there's probably going to be a fair amount of overhang here for the next little while. So anything that we can do as a chamber to help businesses, employees work through it, that's what we're here for.
More information about Canadian cities' exposure to the potential tariffs can be found at the Canadian Chamber of Commerce's Business Data Lab website at businessdatalab.ca. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.